Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I please have your first and last name?
Yeah, it's Paul Sabatinelli.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It's 47 Franklin Street, Milford, Mass.
Thank you.
Where are you located?
I'm in the United States, sir. I'm in a call center.
Oh, okay.
Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please, one more time?
It's 47 Franklin Street, Milford, Mass. 01757.
Thank you. Let me see. My system is pulling up the order. Okay, so I see an order was in on May 29th for $7.95 for Omar Makita. Do you recall placing that order?
Yes, but it wasn't really an order. I was taking a survey, and for taking the survey and taking time to do the survey, I would have got the drill. All I had to do was pay shipping and handling. It wasn't nothing about a sweepstakes and all this crap.
So did you advise that to the agent that you placed the order?
This was done through an email.
Yes, but did you advise the agent that you pay the $7.95 for that Makita? Because an order was done, she stated
that. What I'm telling you is that there was no mention of a survey.
Okay, I understand what you're stating to me, sir, but did you advise my agent that you didn't do the order back on May 29th?
I didn't talk to anyone.
You talked to Sonia, sir, just a few minutes ago. That's why she transferred you over to me.
Yes. And now, what was the question?
Did you advise her that you didn't do the order on May 29th?
Yes.
Okay, but you're saying you did do the order.
Not as they say. It was a simple survey, and for your trouble, pay a shipping fee of $5, not $7.95, and you'll receive your drill within four or five weeks. I'm sorry. And then this other thing I signed up for, they said, $56.95 each and every month for something or other. That's totally, I never heard of it.
Okay. So, yes, when the order was in on May 29th, you paid $7.97 for shipping and handling of the item. You are in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, you get to ruin the $125 voucher to shop in our stores with the monthly membership of $56.95. So it's not fraud if you place the initial order because you did agree to terms and policies.
Listen, it was misrepresented. It was a simple survey, pay $5, get the drill. It wasn't to enter a sweepstakes. And I
it could have been done. It could have been done by doing a sweepstakes or a survey, either or. I do apologize that she just informed you about a sweepstakes. No, it could have been done by doing a survey.
I didn't talk to anyone when all this.
I understand you didn't talk to anybody, but okay. Everything gets provided to you where you place the order, sir, in the terms and policies. If you don't accept that information, the order, we can't bill your card at all.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I stated to you in the terms and agreements, terms and policies.
Okay. Well,
what I could do, I'm sorry, you go ahead.
No, I'm just saying what I understood about the email. Simple survey, pay $5, get the drill. Nothing about entering a sweepstake and joining a club for $56.95 for a $125 voucher. There was none of that on an email.
It's not in your email. I never stated in your email. I stated where you placed the order.
That's how I got it.
Yes, I understand. But you're not going to receive the terms and policies in your email after you place the order. The terms and policies are provided to you before you make a payment because you have to agree that you are 18 years and older and have read the full terms and policies. If you do not accept that quote, the charge will not go through for the $7.95. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it sounds like to me that the terms and policies were overlooked when you're placing the order, I can apply a 35% refund, sir.
And what's with the $56.95?
The $56.95 is a membership of the $125, but you get billed for the item first and then get enrolled in the membership for the $56.95.
I didn't join any membership.
You did when you agreed to the terms and policies.
No,
sir.
You know what? I already called my credit card. They're going to be calling your company. They're going to reimburse me this amount. I don't think that. And why don't you take Discover cards, by the way?
All companies don't take Discover cards, sir.
Yeah, well, I
yeah,
this
some
is
companies
all,
that do and some that don't
this
take
is all
Discover
wrong.
Cards.
This is all wrong. Like I say, I read it. Take a simple survey. There was a picture of the drill, the suitcase, where it came in, and everything else. Pay $5, get the drill. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. You know, whatever. Not $7.95. $5, okay? And then the $56.95, I never joined anything. Okay? But I've already talked to my credit card company, so they'll be calling your company.
You have already filed a dispute with your financial institution, correct?
Yes, I did. Because this is all. This was all the
So the only thing that we could do is go ahead. Your account is already canceled. Your financial institution will have to give us a call and confirm that the claim has been dropped so we can assist you. Because it's not fraud when the customer agrees to the information in terms and policies, sir. But is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
No, but what are you dropping?
Okay. Give us a call back with your financial institution so we can assist you with the charges, because it's not fraud when you place the order, sir.
Oh, no, it's fraudulent under misleading.
I apologize that you feel that way, but everything is stated
in
terms of policies.
No, sir, they pay $5 and get the drill. And when I get done, they says, good luck on a drawing.
Please advise your financial.
And I get back for them, and you guys disappeared.
Please advise your financial institution to give us a call, sir.
All right. They will. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.